17th May, 1947, Prarabdha, Fate. This morning at 9 o'clock, one devotee addressed Bhagavan as follows. Swami, you said yesterday that the jnani will perform such actions as are ordained according to his Prarabdha. But it is said that jnanis have no Prarabdha at all. Bhagavan said, in a leisurely way, how did they get this body if they have no prarabdha? How did they perform the various actions? The actions of jnanis are themselves called prarabdhas. It is stated that there is prarabdha from Brahma right up to Sadashiva and the avatars of Rama and Krishna and others also. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Dharma samstapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. For the protection of the good, for the destruction of evildoers, for the sake of firmly establishing dharma, righteousness, I am born from age to age. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 8. As stated in this shloka, Ishwara assumes a shape when the virtues of good people and the sins of bad people mingle and become prarabdha, and he has to establish dharma. That is called parecha prarabdha, the acts of other people. The body itself is prarabdha. The purpose for which that body has come into existence will get done of its own accord. The questioner of yesterday said, in the Gita, karma yoga has been given greater prominence. Oh, is that so? Karma yoga is not the only one. What about the others? If you understand them all, you will know the real secret of karma yoga. Only you don't do that, said Bhagavan. Aham kritur aham yajnah swadaham aham aushadam mantro hamaham evajam aham agnir aham hutam. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 16. I am the oblation, I am the sacrifice, I the offering, the fire-giving herb, the mantram, also the clarified butter, the fire, and the burnt offering. Before saying this, Lord Krishna in the Gita has said, Nachamam tani karmani nibhadnante dhananjaya udasinavadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Nor do these works bind me, O Dhananjaya, enthroned on high, unattached to actions. Besides this, udasinavadasino guner yo navichalyate gunavartanta ityeva yovatishtati nengate. He who, seated as a neutral, is unshaken by the qualities, gunas, who stands apart immovable, saying, the gunas revolve, and samadukkasukha swastaha samaloshtashma kanchanaha tulya priya priyo dhiras tulya nindatma samstutihi. Balanced in pleasure and pain, self-reliant, in whom a lump of earth, rock, and gold are alike, the same to loved and unloved, firm, the same in censure and in praise. And again, mana pamana yostulya, tulyo mitrari pakshayoho, saravarambha parityagi, gunatita sa uchyate. The same in honor and dishonor, the same to friend and foe, abandoning all undertakings, he is said to have crossed over the qualities, gunas. That is what has been stated. The Mahapurushas, great personages, mentioned above, are realized souls. Whatever outward shape they may have, shishya, disciple, bhakta, devotee, udasina, the unconcerned, and papatma, sinner, All the people in these four categories are protected through the grace of the Jnanis. The Shishyas worship them as Guru, ascertain the truth, and attain mukti, freedom from bondage. Bhaktas pray to them as the Swarupa form of God and get release from their sins. Udasinas listen to what the Guru says, get enthused, and become devotees. Sinners hear the stories from people that come and go and get release from their sins. People in these four categories are protected by the grace of Jnanis, said Bhagavan. Someone said, you said that bad people will be released from their sins. Is that by listening to what others say or by talking amongst themselves? It is by hearing what others say. They are sinners, aren't they? How will they talk about good people? Said Bhagavan. Yesterday's questioner asked, you said sinners will get released. Does that mean from their bodily or mentally ailments? It is for the mind only, Bhagavan replied. Happiness is possible only if the mind is right. If the mind is not right, whatever else may be, there is no peace. The mind becomes ripe according to each person's fitness. A Gnostic, an agnostic, becomes a Gnostic, a believer. A Gnostic becomes a Bhakta. A Bhakta becomes a Jignyasu, one desirous of knowledge, and a Jignyasu becomes a Jnani. This refers to the mind only. What is the use of saying it refers to the body? If the mind is happy, not only the body, but the whole world will be happy. So one must find out the way of becoming happy oneself. One cannot do this except by finding out about oneself by self-inquiry. To think of reforming the world without doing that is like thinking of covering the whole world with leather to avoid the pain caused by walking on stones and thorns, when the much simpler method of wearing leather shoes is available. When by holding an umbrella over your head you can avoid the sun, will it be possible to cover the face of the whole earth by tying a cloth over it to avoid the sun? If a person realizes his position and stays in his own self, things that are to happen will happen. Things that are not to happen will not happen. The Shakti that is in the world is only one. All these troubles arise if we think that we are separate from that Shakti.